to begin. Forget your troubles and raise your cups. Here's to this moment, it will never happen again.
This is Offstage and On the Air, performance number 658. I am Lisa Sheps. I am joined with my sultry and stalwarthy co-host, Miss Nicole Shiro.
Hello.
You are listening to us on KOOP HD1 HD3 Hornsby, streaming live internationally at koop.org. Stick around. We're going to have a lot of fun today.
Hurry, hurry, step right up. The show's about to begin. Forget your troubles and rage.
It is Wednesday, March 2nd, 2022. On the show today, we are so excited to have Ona Louise from Drag Queen Story Hour. Plus, we're going to revisit our interview with the incomparable Lucy Arnaz. And this is our spring membership drive. Open those wallets. Get ready to click and call. We will be right back.
I told you that jacket is too expensive.
But Mom, these jeans are the coolest jeans ever. Please.
I am not spending that kind of money on a pair of pants.
Mom, it's one shirt. You won't ever have to buy me another shirt ever again.
Listen, I said no.
There's a place full of awesome.
They want to be in the members only fraternity sorority.
I am not spending that much on a pair of pants. I feel like I heard that a lot in life.
Yeah, well, of course not. But, you know, I lived in New York. I went to Canal Jeans and we got cheap pants. So that was a song called Members Only from the musical Now Hear This. And here, by the way, is H-E-R-E. Pretty clever play on words. And because it's our membership drive.
Dun, 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 dun.
And here, our very good friend DJ Harris from Graveside Service, which is Saturdays.
Very exciting. DJ's in the house.
Yes, DJ's here. His show, Graveside Service, is Saturdays from 9 to 10. He's here to play with us and to talk about membership drive. Welcome back, DJ.
Thanks for having me, Lisa. 512-472 is the number to call. We've got Rustam is out there waiting for you to call.
And Freeze Frame.
And Freeze Frame is
there,
too.
There's two of them there.
Excellent. 512-472-5667. Use both of your hands to keep them both busy. We need for you to support us. This is listener-supported and volunteer-run community radio in Austin, Texas. And Offstage and On the Air is one of your... It is appointment radio. So how many?
It is appointment radio.
658 episodes. Well done, Lisa and
Thank
Nicole.
You. That's almost 13 years. But, you know, some people, DJ, call it disappointment radio.
Well, we don't need them. We need you. 512-472-5667. Call us right now. We need your support. Or you can go to koop.org, and there are thank you gifts.
Yeah, and come on, theater folk.
Yeah.
Get off your duff. 512-472-5667, koop.org, and... By the way, I'm talking to you guys that listen to this later on the podcast.
Absolutely.
You can still go to the website and donate to co-op.
You can. That button's right there. It's very clear on the homepage.
It is. Well, it's not clear. It's blue.
Well, I mean, clear to find. It's easy peasy.
KOOP.org.
Yep. Well, thank you, DJ. Hey, and DJ, please, welcome to join in on our wonderful conversations that we're going on here, because we're going to have a little... I'm very excited about today's show, Nicole and DJ.
Uh-huh.
I know. You have some good stuff going on here.
Yeah, well,
some good
yes,
stuff
we're going
to... the archives on top of new stuff.
And we're going to get an actual live interview, which we have not had in a long, 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 long time. So, I mean, it's going to be on the phone. They're not here in the studio with us, but it's just as well.
And I
have to say, what a great intro into our show of Kim Simpson's International Folk Bazaar.
Mm-hmm.
What fun. I just love, you know, and we talk about this every week. It's sort of getting boring, but I just enjoy myself when I listen to his show.
I do too. Always makes me happy. Even when he's taking that sad route, always makes me happy.
Yep. So I need to go here because everybody, we didn't talk about it last week. And I just want to just say that our hearts at Offstage and On the Air go out to the folks in Ukraine and all the bull dookie that they're dealing with. And, you know, that's the area of the world that my people came from.
I'd say, isn't that your roots?
That is indeed my roots, as is a great many Jewish Americans here. Mm-hmm. The Ashkenazic Jews are all from Eastern Europe, and so many of us came from Russia and Ukraine and Austria-Hungary, in my case, and Russia. So it makes me think of Fiddler. And we're going to go out when we leave tonight, leave today. We're going to go out and listen to Anna Tefka because that's just...
I was about to say, are you going to play Anna Tefka?
Yeah, we kind of have to play Anna Tefka. So
Fiddler's coming to Houston shortly, so I've been excited and listening and playing a lot because you and I, we just do love that Fiddler.
Well, and here's what's fun, Nicole Shiro, is that we will call back to Fiddler in other parts of the show. So that's a quiz for those of you to check it out and listen so that you know when we call back to Fiddler within the process of this show.
Ooh, how very Easter egg exciting of you.
Well, it's funny that you should mention Easter when we're talking about Jewish things. So I...
Oh, I was talking about Easter eggs, like the little... You know what an Easter egg is inside of a show?
I do know what I do indeed know what an Easter egg is.
Sometimes
I was not born yesterday.
Like, well, you know, sometimes it's the darndest things that you surprise me that I'm like, you know.
True. Yes. No, I know all about Easter eggs. And speaking of Easter eggs, Austin, Texas, where this show resides, we've come into stage three COVID restrictions. Mm-hmm. So
I know.
I'm kind of giddy, but we've been here before. Most of the theaters, including Ground Floor Theater, is staying with our mask and vaccine policies for now. But we're all cautiously optimistic. That was my Michigander way of saying that.
I like it. Wait, cautiously optimistic.
Cautiously optimistic.
You know what? Hmm. So am I. Like being cautiously optimistic.
So we're going to jump right into our first interview, the first part of the interview with Lucy Arnaz. But before we do that, I just want to remind people that if they were to call 512-472-567, they would not hear this.
Sorry, he's in a special board meeting. Can't put you through now.
You'll have to leave a message.
It's an emergency session.
He can't be disturbed. I'm sorry.
You'll have to leave a message.
They're in conference.
You'll have to leave a message.
No. Rustav and Freeze Frame are right there to take your call.
Absolutely. 512-472-5667. And if you go to the computer in koop.org, there's no line.
There is no line. This interview with Lucy Arnaz happened back in 2010. In the studio was myself, Nicole Shiro, and one Stuart Moulton. And there was somebody else in there, I believe, named Sherry, but I'm not sure who she was. She never says anything, but we talk about her. I had so much fun editing this I thought that I was going to like edit it down. I ended up listening to the whole thing. We had so much fun. We did play it without editing because we did it live, but it didn't need editing afterwards. It was just an amazing interview. You there? Nope. Nicole?
I'm here. I'm excited.
I thought you would respond to that, but you didn't.
I was sitting here going, but they must have been very soft. I'm sorry.
Anyway, let's start at the very beginning of the interview. Here it is. I started to write a introduction for our next guest, and then I stopped. And I decided that we would just introduce her.
yeah, she needs no introduction.
You know what? I really did. I started to like write all this stuff, and it didn't do you justice. Oh. So I just said, intro Lucy.
So,
this is Lucy Arnaz, who is here with us in the studio, straight from a wonderful show last night that she did at the gala for Austin Cabaret Theater.
Yes.
With that is the producer right here next to me, Stuart Moulton, and the associate producer, Dustin Struhal.
Struhal.
Wow, I want one of those.
I know.
That is so cool. Let me try that again.
Why
Dustin Struhal.
Struhal.
Amazing. Lucy, you'll quickly find that this is not about you. It's about us.
Listen.
We bring our guests on to mirror us.
It's my entertainment for the afternoon. Yeah. I'm enjoying it so far.
I actually want to talk about this very little, but I'm sure that we just have to get this right out. You are the daughter of some famous folks, right?
Some famous folks. Yeah, they were.
Which you told some wonderful...
A wee bit famous.
We heard some wonderful stories about them last night. Of course, it's Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz. And your show last night was a tribute to your father, right?
It is pretty much what it says, tribute to my Latin roots.
Right.
I have roots on both sides, as I said.
We Latin. Call them roots here in
roots.
Texas.
Yes. I have my Latin roots. I have my henna roots. And then I have my own roots right here.
I try to keep my roots under wraps.
Right. And it is. It's after 20-some years of doing concerts, nightclubs, cabaret, if you will. Mm-hmm.
She just did air quotes for the...
Yes, Dustin. Oh, that's right. I'm on radio. Nobody can see that. I got to close my eyes so I'll remember how to do this. I've been sneaking more and more Latin music into the show. And it just got to the point where I thought, I just want to do a whole show that is a tribute to this wonderful sound.
So I have to tell you that I saw you in 1979 in They're Playing Our Song.
That was like the year it opened.
It was. I saw
it. It was years ago.
Exactly. Well, you're just slightly my age.
Yeah, slightly. Okay. That's good.
But I just loved it. And you and Robert Klein.
Yes.
That was your Broadway debut.
It was.
Tell us
how
about
lucky
that.
Is that? That
I was about to say, what a
Neil
great...
Neil Simon, Marvin Hamlisch, Carol Bayer Sager, Broadway. Yeah. Wow. Tell you about it. Well, first of all, I mean...
You don't have to.
No. I mean, where do
we
I start?
We can talk about ourselves.
I was there for a year and a half. It was like I was Cinderella at the ball. It was the best thing there. I opened at the Imperial Theater, which was the theater that my father opened in his very first Broadway show.
Is that right?
Only and Broadway
what,
show,
what
I
good
think.
Omen.
Too Many Girls.
Yeah. And the first Broadway theater I ever went to. In 1969, I saw Herschel Bernardi doing Fiddler on the Roof.
On the Roof, yeah.
Wow.
Beautiful theater. Yeah. It was a great time in my life. I learned a lot. I was the first person to audition for that show, the first girl they heard sing, and then I waited 2.5 months to hear back.
Oh my God, which is amazing, because I remember how thrilled I was to see you, and I admittedly did not know your work, but I knew who you were, and I was thrilled to see it, and I just really thoroughly enjoyed the show.
Nice.
I saw a lot of shows back in those days,
you
and
know,
that's when I remember.
When you have material like that, you have those words. I mean, mm-hmm. Neil's words. The stuff is just such gold. And there's only one thing you can do to mess it up is to play it like it's funny. If you play it like it's real and you just play your character, it's a piece of cake, and it was a gift. It really was.
Oh, they're playing our song. Oh, they're playing our song. I didn't say it in the interview, but I actually got free tickets to that.
Did you?
Yes.
Why? Because you're special.
No, because I worked for Actors Equity Association getting people to sign flyers to try to clean up Times Square and, move it looking forward. It worked too good. It's too clean. All because of us.
Ha ha ha.
Ha ha ha. Okay. That's just a little taste of it. And that was just the beginnings. And we're just going to keep going on and on and on with Ms. Lucy Arnaz. In the meantime, it is indeed our spring membership drive. Mm-hmm. And we are driving.
Yes, we are. We are on the road. And we need you to call us 512-472-5667 or go to our website at koop.org. And support Offstage and on the Air. Support Lisa and Nicole, and support what they do every week. And this interview with Lucy Arnaz, it just reminds me of you've had many, many wonderful interviews. You had Gaston Williams late last year, or was that earlier this year?
We did. I don't remember, quite frankly.
And you've had Kim.
Jason Williams.
Jason's.
Yes, no, Jason is like, he may as well be a member of the family. We have him on a lot.
Well, yeah. But that's what you like about Offstage and On the Air. These interviews with people you know and people that I don't know, but I learn a whole lot about.
Yeah, well, we had Lillian Montevecchi.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we have. We've had the Harry Connick Jr.
We've had the incomparable Ben Vereen.
I was like, the Ben Vereen. We had the Sandra Bernhardt.
Oh, wait, we did have the Sandra Bernhardt. Hey, wait, I'm hearing the phone ring from 512-472-5667. Let's see who it is.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Diana.
Hello?
Nothing, just baking cookies.
Oh, my God.
No, I wasn't afraid. See you tomorrow. Bye.
Yep, so they're hanging up to call 512-472-5667.
Yeah, was that Charlie?
You know, that's 472-KOOP, in case you're one of those old school alphabet dialers.
It is indeed. And I wish I could say KOOP like Kim Simpson does. He pronounces he's impeccable. He goes KOOP. I love hearing him say that.
Well,
perfection with pronunciation.
I love hearing Lisa and Nicole on the air, and you can help us to keep that going by calling 512-472-5667 or go to our website, KOOP, how about that?
Yeah, there it is, KOOP. Hey, you know, we do have some thank you gifts that we're giving folks, aren't we?
Absolutely. We've had our t-shirt. We always do a t-shirt, and we do a new one with each membership drive, and we've got a messenger bag available as well. When you call 512-472-5667. Our helpful phone answerers, Freeze Frame and Rustam, can tell you what you need to do to get these things. You can go to our website at koop.org and you can see photographs of these items.
So DJ, our note says it says an embroidered royal purple dad hat.
A dad hat.
What is a dad hat?
What is a dad hat, DJ?
A dad hat. Well, dad is a palindrome, so you can spell
indeed.
It forwards or it backwards,
is.
But hat is
the
not.
It's a palindrome.
Well, it is, because you've got hat and then you have ta.
Yeah, right.
I know. Able was I ere I saw elbow.
Uh-huh. 512-472-5667. That is not a palindrome.
That is not. But we are in palindrome month. We talked about, last week was palindrome week.
Last week.
Right.
Every day last week was a palindrome.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't get Dee Dee on the phone, so we're just going to jump forward with some of our notes of the day to see some of the stuff that we did. I thought it was interesting that they were talking about videotaping slave play, much in the way that Hamilton videotaped its show. Did you see that, Nicole?
I did see that. I don't know how that would work on film, but you know what? Who am I to say it wouldn't?
Well, when I first heard it, I was like, yippee. But Michael O. Jackson said, no. No, it's theater. It's not made for film. If you missed it, you missed it.
That just seemed like one of those pieces that needed to be theater. But, you know, there's pieces like that that they've made films that I've been proven wrong.
And so. I want to see Slave Play really, really bad.
I know. There was another one out there about filming a la Hamilton this week that got buzz. But then I think it was just a theory.
Yeah, I don't remember what it was.
Oh, with Josh Gad, hypothetically, if the original
of what's it called?
Book of Mormon, right?
Book of Mormon, thank you. Speaking of which, they're going on the road, and they just announced some 26 cities.
Are they stopping in Orlando?
Orlando, I love you, Orlando. That just went outside of my range. not that I even have one. I could not find the cities. I did actually type into the Google Book of Mormon tour dates, and I was very pleased to see a page pop up with a whole bunch of dates, and I was looking through them, and it was about a couple of minutes before I realized it was from 1919.
1919. That's some early Book of Mormon.
2019, sorry. 1919. Oh, wait, I'm showing my age. Did you see that the Long Wharf is going itinerant?
Yeah, I sent you that article with the wow and like the dark of the night, I think, because I was like, whoa.
Well, but also, now I read the article in American Theater Magazine. I read it twice and I still don't get it. It sounds like they're going itinerant, okay, which means they're giving
thank
up
you.
They're giving up the lease on their building. They're going mm-hmm. to be just doing theater wherever they can, which is interesting because they are a Lort Theater, and for some reason I thought a Lort Theater had to have a venue, but maybe I guess not.
I thought they did too.
But then when you read on, they start talking about future plans and having a huge campus, but that at the same time they were saying that this move was about furthering their mission, which I just thought it didn't make a lot of sense to me.
No, it got very word salad-y, Lisa. I'm like, okay, I understand this, but yet I don't. So they were Jedi mind-tricking us somehow. Yeah. There's something they want us to know or not know or had to announce some info and then didn't. That's the public to me.
So this is the new, a relatively new artistic director, Jacob Pedron, who took over from Gordon Eldenstein, who left because of allegations of sexual misconduct. They're saying that this is guided by three of their core pillars, which is revolutionary partnerships, artistic innovation, and radical inclusion, which all sounds really, really wonderful. And then the part that...
Radical inclusion is a great saying.
It is, indeed.
It's a great word choice.
And then one paragraph later, they say this, quote, realized in phases over the next several years, the culmination of this process will be a reimagined Long Wharf Theater campus that could include a theater hub as well as a network of partner venues and organizations throughout the city filled with new productions, readings, and community programs. So it sounds like they're going to create like a virtual place with places all over the city all under the same umbrella.
Yeah, I'm very confused by it all, to be quite honest with you, Lisa.
Don't be honest with me. Lie to me.
I think there's so much more to it that we just don't know. But I don't know.
Agreed.
I'm on it. I'm going to keep with that one. I'm going to figure it out. But I was on the same impression with you when it came to Lort Theaters. And speaking of Lort Theaters, did you see a new Lort Theater was added to the League of Residents Theaters last
No, but week? But let's hold that for just a moment. I want to stick with Long Wharf, and then we're going to jump right to where what you're talking about. Oh my God, I just lost my train of thought. But I think what has happened in this past 2 years is so many of us are rethinking what theater is, mm-hmm. you know, what our theaters companies are and how they will work in the future. And I think it's interesting. I think we're going to see more things like this. And now back to what you were saying, I did not see another theater joining the Lort, but I'm curious and I have an idea of what you're going to say. So just say it.
It's theater in Venice, Florida.
Oh, no, it's not what I
not
thought you were
going
to say.
Naples, sorry.
Which
Naples.
Theater?
I'm trying to think. I'm trying to see if I could pull it up real quick because Gulf Shore Playhouse.
Well, good for them.
I was like, okay, didn't have that on my bingo card.
No, well, because as you know, our very own Zach Theater is going to be Lort relatively in the near future. I mean, they've been talking about it forever.
Well, I mean, I think a lot of theaters do. Well, when we get to that bridge, we'll cross it. But yeah. The 77th member now. Of the Lort Theater Sculpture.
Good for them.
I
assume there'll be a Lort D?
Yeah, I don't think Lort really, you know, they just said, hey, look at us.
Well, no, they do. The Lort has four.
Yeah, I know, but they didn't write, it's a blah, blah, blah. Like, they didn't give the whole what level.
Okay. And I do want to invite DJ Harris is here. If you want to join in this conversation, you're more than welcome to.
Of course. And if I had anything smart to add, I would be doing that, Lisa.
You probably do. The last thing I want to talk about before we go into another Lucy Arnaz break is the second annual National Deaf High School Theater Festival.
Where does this take place? It seems like it
it's
should be
taking
here.
Place in Utah, actually. I
yeah,
said the
seems
same.
Like it should be in Austin. I said
the same thing. But this is a partnership with the Utah Schools of the Deaf and Blind.
Oh.
And, and Deaf West Theater. Of course, we know them.
Okay. Well, you know, now when you put those two together, that makes a lot more sense.
It's a hybrid in person and virtual in March. So it's on the 10th to the 13th. So it's right around the corner. But interestingly enough, the participating schools are the American School for the Deaf, Arkansas School for the Deaf, Berkmar High School, Minnesota State Academy for the Deaf, Montana School for the Deaf and Blind, Oklahoma School for the Deaf, Rocky Mountain Deaf School, School for the Arts of Central Gwinnett High School, Texas School for the Deaf, and the Utah School for the Deaf and Blind. So our own, very own Texas School for the Deaf, of which...
I was like, are we on there? Because you were getting far
I know, I know. Well, I
and
said
I
this...
was like... Oh.
Yeah, I said the same thing. It was, but yes.
It was alphabetical, wasn't it?
Pardon me?
It was alphabetical. That's why.
That would be my guess, yes. Since it started with the American, which is an A, and ended with Utah, which is a U.
Look at us doing our ABCs. Woo!
Scary thing is, I did not figure that out. You had to tell me. But that sounds very, very interesting.
It's very interesting. I think this is really awesome.
I do as well. And I always thought, and it still may be the case, that the Texas School for the Deaf is the largest or one of the largest high schools teaching deaf students, but I'm not sure.
It is.
I know that Austin has the second largest deaf population.
Correct.
Yep. All right.
Look at us.
Let's...
Wait a minute. Facts today.
It's true. Let's go back and listen to our second part of the Lucy Arnaz interview, where we're talking about they're playing our song. Oh, they're playing our song.
What are they doing?
They're playing our song. Here it is.
Any desire or any chance we'll see you back on the Broadway boards? Do you?
Oh, yeah, I absolutely have not stopped doing that at all. I mean, really, I don't do it because I don't find the scripts that I really want to do. Mm-hmm. And every once in a while, something will come along that I'd say, oh, I might like to do that. But, you know, it's Bernadette will do it.
Right.
Or something. Right. And that's, you know, the thing is you have to remember, too, is that there's all these choices we make in our lives. And I have a little bit of a different career that I chose. Mm-hmm. I got married. I had three kids. And I look at some of the people that ended up saying yes to every great thing that came along or flying off to London when, you know, this happened or that happened. And a lot of them don't have families.
Yeah.
And I thought, well, you know, would I have rather done that when I had the chance? Or I met Larry and I wanted to have a baby and I had three beautiful children. And then you have to make decisions based on your family. And I did that. So I'm kind of, I diversified, you right. know, when we ended up
traveling. It was
interesting
to hear you talk
kids.
Last night about your family and that when you're at home, you're, and I forgot his last
Mrs.
name.
Mrs. Luckinbill.
Lawrence Luckinbill. Which, and I, in just that statement, painted an entire picture about your life to me.
Yeah.
And it was exactly that. Very well rounded. Clearly you've got the professional stuff going that we can see as public. But that told me volumes about your personal life. I thought that was really cool.
You know, it's
cool.
Interesting.
Thank you for
the other
sharing
day I was thinking about how I ended up doing a lot of this, and I think what I got from my father too, not just the music stuff, but he was an entrepreneur and he could run the studio and he thought like a producer. And when I realized that I was always going to be at the mercy of somebody else's decisions, you know, about parts and what's going to come my way, and you're waiting for the person to pick up the phone and call you.
Yeah.
Not that you don't when you try to book yourself in a concert circuit, but you have much more control. I sort of put a show together, and I put shows, and I've been doing it 22 years, and they've all been different shows and everything, but you have much more control,
right.
And you can say, you know what, I don't care if anybody knows where I am, whether I'm in Austin or I'm in Canada or whatever. I'm doing my show, I'm making my music, I'm getting paid, I can, and so sometimes I'm on Broadway. Once in a while, I do a film or a part in a film, but most of the time, I'm very happy if I'm just making music.
Who isn't happy making music? That's what I want to say.
Music is awesome.
That was part two, and I happen to know that if Lucy was here, because you know we're like simpatico, that she would be rushing to the phone to dial 512-472-5667, or going.
Wait! You went too quick. She's still dialing.
DJ, what's the number? I'm saying it too fast.
512-472-5667.
Because you know I do everything fast.
And we need you to call us. We need you to support Offstage and On the Air. This is volunteer radio here in Austin, Texas. And Lisa and Nicole give us all kinds of great information every week all about the theater. And one of the things I want to say, Lisa, is y'all came back early when the station closed down for COVID, remember, back in March of 2020.
I do remember.
So some shows came on later that spring. We were learning how to do the remote broadcasting and all that kind of jazz. And this show was one of the first ones to come back.
We came on right away.
And I brought my show back as quickly as I could learn how to do that. And one of the things I felt like it was my duty, it was a patriotic duty to give people some new content, some fresh radio. And y'all did that in spades here with on stage, off stage and on the air. And you were reflecting what was going on in live theater all over the world.
Absolutely.
And giving us really good information about what was going on, but also how we could participate remotely as y'all were doing.
Well, thank you. And that's one of the great things about this station. And the heart and soul of the station are our volunteers, of which you and I are both one.
You bet.
As is Nicole. And we give. And now it's time for us to turn the microphone in the other direction and ask you, they're listening with your ear holes right now, to give as well.
512-472-5667. We do have thank you gifts. Any amount is appropriate, whatever is appropriate for you, for your condition, for your situation. 512-472-5667. But we do have thank you gifts for those of you who can give us a little bit more.
And guess what? This person will say thank you too.
We'd like to say thanks once more for everything you've done for us.
Thanks.
Things seem to be going along fine. We've all got our health. And as far as anything else is concerned, we'll leave it to you.
Thank you, James Earl Jones.
Nice.
Well, I mean, that was kind of apropos.
It was apropos, and it will be apropos. We're going to be talking about him a little later. I have these little cards. I'm going to play a little game here that the station gave us to give us like ideas of how to pitch. I'm going to pull one out by random.
Good.
And then you and I are going to the three of us are going to improv on it. matching gifts.
Matching gifts.
Yeah. So you know, we don't have any going on right now, but.
But perhaps your employer matches your gift.
Absolutely.
And you can find out by contacting your HR people. And if so, and many of the bigger employers in Austin and Travis County do that.
I do know that. Yes.
512-472-5667. And you can double it up.
And I will just throw out, I'm pretty sure that Apple, IBM, Facebook, these are some of the ones that I'm relatively sure do have matching gift programs. Mm-hmm. So you can find that out and you can dial and talk to Rustav or Freeze Frame, and they'll tell you whether your company matches. 512-472-5667.
Mm-hmm.
You know what else doesn't match?
What?
Are you looking at me?
No, I'm looking at me, the clothes I'm wearing.
Actually, about to say my pants.
The other day, and we're going to switch to our fashion channel right now, I decided to purposely wear three different conflicting patterns. Pants, shirt, and...
Did it feel exciting?
It was exciting. People looked at me on the street.
You know what? I'd be like, I'm wearing it, and I'm feeling good. That's all that matters.
Okay. Hey.
They were looking at you because they were jealous and wanted to join in.
They were jelly.
Rethinking their fashion options.
So I did not know about this, but you probably did. There's a show, I think it's a musical, that's going to come out on one of the streaming services. I want to say probably Apple. Better Nate Than Ever. Have you heard of this?
So I saw that all, and then I was confused, and then it all started. Was one of those when I read a few little blurbs, I was like, wait, maybe I think I do know about this.
Well, it looks like all sorts of fun, and I have to tell you, the trailer is out. You can find a link to that trailer at offstageonair.com, or you can go to the YouTubes. But just listen to this. This is just a little shortcut from the trailer.
Let's cast a musical. Does anyone have a special skill they'd like to demonstrate?
I can do Fiddler on the Roof style knee crawls.
This I have to see.
Mazel tov! Oh my gosh, my pants. Does anybody have any extra shorts? I'll make.
Fiddler on the Roof knee crawls.
Yes, and by the way, it's on the Disney Plus.
Disney Plus Disney platform. There you go.
I remember. So, and is it the Norbert Leo Butts in it?
I don't know. I don't know, but it looks like a lot of fun. And of course, by Fiddler on the, back to Fiddler on the Roof again, knee crawls. I don't know why they didn't say the bottle dance knee crawls, because that's when that happens.
Yeah, I don't know. You might want to write Norbert Leo Butt and ask him.
Did he? Are you saying he directed it or he wrote it?
No, no. I just asked him if he could get rid of the writers. No, it's Tim Federle. He wrote it and he directed it also. And it was based on a book, I think, if I remember correctly, reading about
get
it.
Get out of town. I don't believe it.
It was he wrote the novel, too, the same dude. That's it. That's him. That's him. Did a lot. Wrote the novel, directed, and wrote the screenplay.
I should tell our listeners that we're having trouble getting hold of our guest, Didi Camacho, from Drag Queen Story Hour. So we're going to try her once again at the next time we're playing one of the Lucy Arnaz things. If not, I'm just going to have to tell you what she was going to say, but I know that she could say it much better than I. And I don't even know if I said
find her in the telephone universe.
In the what universe?
Telephone. You're calling her, right?
We are. That's very, very good.
The telephone universe.
All right. So we're going to play my favorite cut of this Lucy Arnaz.
They're all pretty good, Lisa. That's hard to say that.
This is the best one. So let's, it sort of speaks for itself. This was our, do you remember? This is our gotcha. This is our real journalism part of Offstage and On the Air. We got her. Here she is. What's my line?
I don't know.
No, you were on that show. Oh. Do you remember?
I was on What's My Line?
Yes. You were on What's My Line? Twice, actually.
Oh, it was like a long time ago.
It was a long, long time ago. I would guess you were in your 20s.
Well, it was also like the redo of What's My Line, like the new What's My Line.
No, it was 70s, it had
60s? Had to be like in the late 60s, early 70s.
But I saw it, actually. It is on the YouTube.
And I'll have to see it to remember that I even did it.
I forgot his name. It's an English actor who was one of the panel, and he guessed you in like two guesses.
Oh, wow.
And you put on this voice, and they said, the first question was, are you on TV? And you said, yes.
I was riveted from that point forward. From here on in, since it is a radio show. I'll just answer you in all different ways.
Would you? Thank you. Okay. But I found it very interesting. In three questions later, this British actor, I can't remember his name, said...
I think I dated him. That's all I remember about that show. I don't remember his name either, but I do remember dating him.
He said, do you have a mother, or a brother and a father?
Doesn't everybody?
Which was your answer.
Stop!
Do you have a brother and a mother?
Doesn't everyone, darling?
No, darling. Not really. You
gotta... Same old jokes.
Which was your answer?
Oh, that's so embarrassing.
Oh, that is.
But I said it like this. Doesn't everybody?
Like that. Slightly. An octave lower, but yes.
Oh, doesn't everybody? Doesn't everybody?
But I was thrilled. Well, you know, I'm hoping that I'm not dredging up more stuff that you don't know about. Or actually, I hope I am. I'm thrilled that you don't remember that.
I feel like a journalist now. I'm like waking up from a deep sleep.
I don't know about you.
Well, you know, they say it's all in there somewhere. It just takes longer to get it out. I did more stuff after that just blanked it all out. And I didn't even do drugs in the 60s, so I have no excuse for this lack of memory.
Waterloo Greenway presents Creek Show, a free 10-night community festival featuring dazzling light-based art installations created by local artists and designers this November 12th through the 21st. This year's show will delight and inspire the community at the newly renovated Waterloo Park from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. nightly. Enjoy live music every night, family-friendly activities, food and drinks, and much more. Learn more at creekshow.com.
Co-op Newsflash number 4, in pursuit of racial justice. Did you know that subprime loans, because of their costs and risky nature, are more likely to result in foreclosures? These have been disproportionately located in low-income and predominantly Black neighborhoods. For instance, according to a 2016 citation, a black family that earns $157,000 per year is less likely to qualify for a prime loan than a white family earning just $40,000 per year. This means that white families can borrow heavily at favorable rates, while black families are far less likely to receive a safe, fair loan product. This message is brought to you by the Co-op Community Council Subcommittee on Systemic Racism. To get involved or for more information, please visit coop.org/racial-justice.
I so loved that part of the interview with Lucy Arnaz.
Oh my God, everybody was cracking up. And that sounded like some old school, real important reporting.
It was. I think we should have gotten a Pulitzer or a, what's the journalism one?
Is it the Peabody?
The Peabody, yes. We should have gotten a Peabody.
Like, we don't even know what award, but we should have gotten an award.
Don't know what it is, but we should get it.
We should have get it.
You know what else we should get?
There's some award out there for us. I don't know.
But we've won awards. Now, we've won many awards.
I know that, but I'm just, you know, but I'm talking. We want them all, Lisa.
You know what else we want? We want people new members of the co-op family.
Yes, we do.
We do. Expand the family.
512-472-5667. When you join us, you are a part of co-op. You become a part of co-op. Our theme for this membership drive is we are co-op, and you will become a part of co-op. You become a voting member in our cooperative if that interests you. You get a t-shirt, you get a bumper sticker, and you get a say. And that's what is so important is that what is it that they say? If you come to the table, you're either at the table or you're on the menu.
Yes.
Yeah. So
or
we want
for
you.
For my light, when you come to the table, bring a fork.
Yeah.
Because we don't have silverware.
Well, we need for you to call 512-472-5667 or go to koop.org. Become a member. Support Lisa and Nicole. Support Community Radio in Austin, Texas.
You know what? Back in the day, I was listening to another radio station that's not yet to be named. But one of the things that they mentioned was, what's stopping you? You've been listening to this radio station for X amount of years. And that made me think, you're right. I'm listening. I'm taking part of this. They don't get money from commercials.
No.
So I did, and I throw that challenge over to you, dear listener. Mm-hmm. If you're listening now and you've been listening and you've not given, why not make a phone call and become a member? We'll take anything you got.
Absolutely.
Well, what's that number now that I just decided I had to do it?
That number is 512-472-5667. And just the littlest bit will help us out, because what we'll do is we'll take that little bit and we'll put it with your neighbor's littlest bits and we'll put them all together. And that's what keeps this radio station going. And it is listener support that drives this radio station. 512-472-5667 is the telephone number to call, or you can go to koop.org. And if you're listening in the future on the podcast, you can go to coop.org at any time, 24/7.
Yeah, and you can call me at home, 512-555-5555.
Oh, Lisa.
Anytime, day or night, please give me a call. I get very lonely.
Oh, Lisa, you're a little cheeky.
512-472-5667. And just one more thing about Offstage and On the Air. One of the things that I have always appreciated about your show is Today in Theater History. And you do other segments that repeat over time. What is that called? Like you did recently you did the Austin, the theater.
We're in the middle of Austin's long-running theaters.
Right. Like the Vortex and the Hyde Park. And
our next one is Teatro Vivo.
Good deal. 512-472-5667. You love the arts. You love Lisa and Nicole.
And here's what we'll say.
Nice tapping.
That wasn't the one I meant, but it worked.
Yeah. That did work. It made me think of like Barry Rocketti.
Right.
Oh, you know what? I have to do this since we're on this tap thing. I think listeners may or may not know that I have gotten a little crazy with TikTok because Ground Floor Theater got a TikTok and I've been going through it. And we were talking about Book of Mormon. And I ran across some of the performers of Book of Mormon doing a part of their hand clapping thing. And I just went to go see Tootsie. And one of the really great things about Tootsie is they've got a choreography scene. And anybody that knows theater, and this is kind of inside baseball, but anybody that knows theater knows that when you're dancing, you make up words for the hand and feet motions you do, like wash your hair and things like this. And the choreographers do that to help the dancers listen. So listen to this. These are two actors from Book of Mormon doing that little hand clap thing, and they use some of that stuff. Here it is.
Sorry.
Wrong one.
Hey, this is Stevie with your sound of the day. Today's sound is... Rap, baseball shoulder, baseball shoulder. Don't eat wax. Did you see it? Did you see it? Huh. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. You fish. Pop, cross, nibbles, boy. Zig a zig, ah. Not my milk. Catch me outside, how about that? I like a lollipop, you like a margarita. Can you do what we just did? Don't miss a beat or you're a cheetah.
So there you go. If you're a TikTok fan, you can find it on the Book of Mormon stuff. But that is, it's one of the saving graces of Tootsie was the choreography and what the choreography, the person setting the dance numbers, just very, very funny. So
funny.
That is that, I did, during that, I got a whole bunch of texts that I'll look and it could be our guest Dee Dee Camacho trying to get a hold of me, which I'll find out. I'm hoping it is. But
dun,
in
dun,
the
meantime,
dun, 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 dun. Let's talk about POTUS. Did you see POTUS, this show?
I did see all this.
Not Elvis, POTUS. POTUS, President of the United States.
I know exactly what you're trying to say. Laughing too hard at the Elvis. That was...
Anyway, this is a play that's going to be opening on Broadway called POTUS. It's got a subtitle. Behind every great dumbass are seven women trying to keep him alive. It's got an all-star female cast, Lily Cooper, Leah Delaria, Rachel Dratch, who I believe this is her Broadway debut, Julianne Hough, I also think that's her debut, Susie Nakamura, Julie White, and Vanessa Williams, directed by Susan Stroman.
It's a crazy, crazy group of people. I would not have put all those people together in the same like sentence room.
No.
And I think this is phenomenal. I think it opens to a lot of really wonderful moments.
I agree. And it's written by Selena Fillinger or Fillinger. And it opens, it's got a limited run from August 14th. Oh, no, sorry. May 9th through August 14th. Excuse me. And previews are starting in April, on April 14th. But I love me some presidential plays.
You do. You like presidential plays and the presidential movies.
I do. Here's something interesting. The last two paragraphs.
You know, every time Dave comes on, it makes me think of you.
Me too. I love that.
I know. That's why I'm like, oh, Lisa loves this one.
So the play is produced by Seaview, 51 Entertainment, Level Forward, and wait for it, Glass Half Full Productions.
Isn't that cool?
Well, I am reasonably certain that's not the Glass Half Full Productions. It's here in Austin, Texas, but it could be.
Why?
I don't know.
Why?
Because they do puppetry, and this isn't. But
how
you never
do you know.
Know.
There's some secret that you don't know about in there.
I'm gonna find out. Scenic design by Beowulf Borat, who's everywhere. Costumes: Linda Cho. Lighting design: Sonoyo Nikishawa. And sound design by Jessica Pass. It's like an all-female production team and Beowulf Borat.
I just think it's kind of exciting. I think this group of people is just, like, fascinating to me from every angle.
I agree. We're going to go to our last Lucy Arnaz interview. In the meantime, while that's happening, you could listen to it. Or you could dial 512-472-5667 and give to this radio station and listen to it later on the podcast. But this is another fun part, talking about Lucy Arnaz's most biggest fan. Here it is.
Hurry, hurry.
That is not it. I changed the thing and now I got to fix it.
Biggest fan.
Her biggest fan is the ground floor, the offstage and on the air theme song. Here's the right one.
Uh-huh.
Let me ask you if this means anything to you.
To you.
She's here grilling Lucy Arnaz. She'll never come back.
Yeah, these are really tough questions.
You're like, you should take out the lie detector.
Amanda 0205078.
Yeah.
Does that mean anything to you?
No.
She is your biggest fan.
Was that Amanda? Amanda from Florida?
I guess that's where she's from. I
don't
know.
Probably, yes.
But she has got at least 9 YouTube videos that she has made about you and your brother.
We love her.
I'm sure you, of course you do. She's a big, huge fan.
Yes, she is.
But
she is. She also thinks that she's my mother reincarnated.
I have to say, she seemed to.
Who doesn't?
And I guess I mean this, Amanda, if you're listening, and I know she does, she seems a little kooky.
She's a lovely, lovely girl.
I'm just saying from my standpoint.
Don't give her my address.
I love her. Lucy Arnaz's address is 674 St. Burles Avenue. And,
God
and her
help
telephone
those
number
people.
Is 555. So one of the other things that I saw on YouTube and wasn't able to look was something very sweet and dear that I know that you know something about. The Lucy and Ricky scrapbook, the home movies.
Oh, now wait a minute.
What's
Lucy,
it called?
Lucy and Desi, a home movie.
Lucy and Ricky. Yeah. Sorry,
no, that's what you mean. The documentary that I did.
Yes, and I didn't see all of it, but I saw bits and pieces of it. And seeing your mom, my mom is a kooky old redhead or kooky young redhead, but seeing her in this footage when she, you know, on the program, people in their 20s in that era looked old to me.
Of course, yeah. We all
and they still do. Even when I look at them now, all the old films from the 60s, you look, they don't look like they're 20.
Yeah.
But there was a picture of your mom, and she looked 20.
Yeah.
In that.
It was
and
a home movies picture.
It was home movies, yeah.
It was probably very, was in her 30s sweet. Then. With
well, she
home,
was so gorgeous.
I don't know. It depends
oh my
on.
God, she was
that
so
was a,
gorgeous.
That was a thrill for me to put that together. It was very cathartic, and I'm very proud of it. We won an Emmy, so
yeah.
It was
great.
Very, very nice.
It seemed
and it's
like
out on
it.
DVD now, which is great. So with all the extras you used to have to sell as an upsell item. Oh, my God, this tape of the uncut interview and well, the outtakes. Now they're
speaking
all
of that, I know, because I saw this on your website. You have a website.
I do.
Tell folks what that is.
Well, it's really hard to remember, so write this down. It's LucyArnaz.com.
LucyArnaz.
Oh, I told this story last week because we talked about, we sort of did a little teaser for the show last week for you. And I went on and I was looking, like I do everything through iTunes, and I put your name in the little search bar. Nothing came up.
In iTunes?
Zero. Not one
no,
thing. And I said,
that's
well,
not
my,
true.
You know what, Lucy? That was exactly my reaction.
You did something wrong.
I-L-U-C-Y.
You spelled it wrong.
Yeah, I spelled it wrong.
Oh, that's kind of nice. So nothing came up from my mother. See?
You know, that was the name of my third book. Nothing came up from my mother. That's a true story. Well, I'm going to go to DJ Harris because I think we have somebody to thank.
We do, Lisa. We have a person who went to our website at koop.org, and they made a wonderful pledge. Actually, it's a pair of persons. We want to thank
pair
Neil,
of persons, a P of P, which is a palindrome.
Oh, goodness. Neil and Vicky. And also, we want to thank Alan. And Alan, he says that he loves Offstage and On the Air, but he misses American Pop. And that was one of the really nice shows that we had on Thursday mornings here at Co-op Radio. But the shows come
Alan,
and shows
if,
go.
If you're local, feel free to come and get trained here at Co-op as a volunteer, and you could resurrect that show yourself.
Absolutely, yeah. 512-472-5667 or koop.org. And we had a goal, Lisa, and we're very close
we're
to
very
that.
We're very close.
We could achieve that with one more telephone
we
call.
We need some help. One more phone call to 512-472-5667. Online works as well, doesn't it, DJ?
You betcha. KOOP.org.
Well, you know, I for Alan, I have a song for him.
great.
From the great, the late great Alan Sherman.
Ah.
Here it goes. Al and Yetta always sit together watching TV every single night. That's as far as I'm going to go. I could do the whole thing.
Yeah.
I could. The Court Theater is getting a name change.
It sure is.
And the Court Theater, you know, the theaters have been, the Broadway theaters, and the Court is one of the older theaters.
Ironically, they were looking into changing the name of the theater before all of COVID and everything. So this wasn't, like, they were ahead of the game and thought before.
Right. Well, anyway, it's gonna change. What I find interesting is, you know, the theaters have, like, it's rare that a theater has the name it always had, but the Court Theater has been the Court Theater since, I was hoping to find the date, since it was built.
I think it was like 27 or 37.
And now they're changing it to, do you remember what they're changing it to?
Oh, I do know. James Earl Jones.
The James Earl Jones Theater. Nice. And I think that's awesome. And this is part of, after the reckoning of George Floyd, the Black Theater Alliance and things like that told theater owners to get with it. Now, this is the second theater named for a Black theater artist. The first was the August Wilson. Here's what.
But I do want to mention again, they were thinking about this ahead of time.
It's okay.
So kudos to them, though, for not having to.
Yeah. Cool.
For thinking ahead,
yep,
you know, and being fair and equitable, and
yep. So this is
before others.
This is a Schubert Organization theater, and here's something that's interesting that I don't agree with. This article in the New York Times is written by Michael Paulson. He said, "Quote: Jones, best known as the voice of Darth Vader in the Star Wars films. Now, if I
really."
Yes, best
well,
known. I'm
would
sorry.
You put the theater, like that's where he got his start, and like that's just.
Well, but even that? Still, best known from people that don't go to theater. I still don't think is Star Wars.
That's wrong.
No, who wrote that?
I said Michael Paulson.
Yeah, I know. I was trying to remember. I know what you said.
So ironically,
I again,
James Earl Jones. First Broadway job was in 1957 as an understudy for a play called The Egghead, which didn't live long. But he starred in his first show called Sunrise at Campobello. It ran for 16 months at where? The Court Theater.
Huh. There's symmetry.
Interesting.
Yeah
that is kind of... Oh, I did. You know what? I think I did read somewhere that it all, like, it's kismet how he started at the Court and...
Yeah, and the Court, as you know, was named for John Court. You all know what he was.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I do now that I've read this article. He was a vaudeville performer.
Oh, I thought he was a producer.
And
he was a vaudeville performer.
He controlled multiple theaters across the country, and he was the operator of that theater bearing his name.
Interesting.
All right, so I believe we're not able. Oh my God. I'm only going to give like one today in theater history because we're out of time. So
okay.
I'm going to choose. Give me a not a decade, but yeah, a decade. Give me a decade.
The 1980s.
So in 1989, Ken Ludwig's Lend Me a Tenor, starring Victor Garber, Philip Bosco, and Tova Feltsche, opened on Broadway at the Royal. It was directed by Jerry Zaks and. Both Jerry Zaks and Philip Bosco won the Tonys for the work. And it's funny, it's funny you should choose that. I can't remember the name of it, but I was going to play the song Where the Hell is Morelli from Lend Me a Tenor.
Ah, how about that?
So that worked out. So in our last minute, tell folks we need that one call. We got 1 minute, folks.
512-472-5667. But Lisa, I do want to thank those listeners who have come aboard, who've joined us, or who have added just a little bit to their membership. 512-472-5667. We had a goal. We are very, very close to meeting that goal, and we can do that when you call. 512-472-5667.
Thank you. Please please support Offstage and On the Air and support Co-op. We depend upon you.
Absolutely.
As much as you depend on us. I'm just going to say that right out loud.
Bingo.
So there you get it. It's an hour. DJ, thank you so much.
Oh, thanks, Lisa, and thanks, Nicole, for having me on.
Thank you, DJ.
And underneath us right now is, as promised, Fiddler on the Roof's Anna Tefka. Our hearts and our minds and our prayers and all that other stuff go out to the people of the Ukraine. And hopefully this insanity won't go on for too long, and Russia will somehow see the error of their ways and turn around and go home, for God's sakes. Go home! In the meantime, Nicole and I will be back next week when we look at what's happening off stage and on the air. Bye, everybody.